Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. We're going to go a little bit up and away with Denzel Clark of the Sacramento Athletics this week. Obviously, the standings, curtain call questions, and we'll try to slide as much other information in as we can. Getting pretty close to the trade speculations of certain. They started and stuff like that. So that's exciting as well. It seems early, but really it's not for some of the teams anyways. It's just a matter of who's going to be the right fits for the teams in contention and thinking where we're at. So, but it's always fun to talk about, and we're looking forward to tonight's show. So before we get there, as always, hopefully you had a great week, a dirty week. You were able to get up, get after it, and get dirty as a player, a parent, a fan, a coach, whatever it was. And it was a great week for you. Bottom line, as simple as that, wherever you are out there listening to us. Obviously, our servicemen and women, can't thank you enough for doing what you do, allowing us to come into your so-called home each and every week. We love doing it, and we can't say thank you enough, as always, for doing what you do so we can do what we do here at the Nation. That's the bottom line. There's no question about it. So, obviously, again, like I said at the top, lots to talk about, lots of movement. Finally, the AL East in the standings. Had a week where everybody was 500 or better, so we'll talk about that. First time all season, I think, Nolan and Dirtbags, that the American League East has had that kind of last 10 days. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, some good series going on right now. Padres and Padres, a few other things like that. Cal Raleigh, out and see Mashing, carrying that offense, doing what he's doing defensively. Just some highlights to speak about. And obviously, the number one prospect getting called up there just 2 days ago. We'll talk about him, Mr. Roman Anthony with the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox fans, I'm sure you're elated. You've been waiting a long time. It's just a matter of now figuring out who goes where and what happens because of him being moved up. And again, how long he lasts. I mean, again, highly touted prospect, super capable. What, he hit a 497-foot bomb, I think, over the weekend in Worcester before he got called up. So we're excited to see the kid and looking forward to it. Jack Caglione last week with the Royals got it going. So we're excited. We'll be right back here after the break. Get up, get after it, get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you kicking things off tonight?
Yeah, let's start out with the Canadian kid down in Sacramento. Obviously, hits his first home run there a couple weeks ago up in Toronto. He's a Toronto native. So, I mean, Denzel Clark, that's got to be one of the greatest feelings in the world. You're coming home and you hit your first home run in front of your friends and family and everything like that. Obviously, that's a special moment for you. But that catch last night, or two nights ago, sorry, on Monday night against Nolan Chanuel out in center field. Obviously, Mike Trout once patrolled center field. Obviously, what was it, 14 years ago or 13 years ago? Anybody that got to see Mike Trout rob J.J. Hardy? Yeah, I think Denzel Clark just won up that one. Like, that catch that he had was just absolutely insane. I mean, there's a reason why right now he's got to be one of the favorites, if not the favorite for the American League Gold Glove for center fielders, but I mean, just watching that catch, I was like, dang, man, you got up for that ball. Like, it was a good probably 4 or 5 feet over the fence. And he had basically his whole upper half over, backhand, full extension, makes the catch. Oh, my goodness, man. You love to see catches like that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, showing off the athleticism and why they're so excited about him out in Sacramento with the A's. Hey. I just watched it again because I had to. That's got to be just unbelievable excitement when you make a play like that. And like you said, I mean, getting the home run in his home ballpark where he grew up watching the Blue Jays, comes home and does that. So he's off to a fiery start. You got Wilson doing what he's doing out there. You know, they're not getting the results, the A's. But there's still a lot of excitement on that team, and there's just another piece of the puzzle in that kid. Like, you're right. He just went up and got it. If you haven't seen it, Dirtbags, make sure to pull it up and watch it, because it's a beautiful catch. And actually, when he came down, for any of the Dirtbags out there, that obviously everybody knows Ricky Henderson, but when he came down, he looked a lot like Ricky. Ricky didn't have that type of defensive athleticism, but A lot of Ricky in him, just the way he handled himself and did stuff. It just stood out to me. So whether you agree or not, I don't know. But man, dude, keep playing.
Well, you look at that Sacramento Athletics team. Obviously, he's a rookie. Wilson, rookie. Soderstrom's second year. They got some of their core pieces. Lawrence Butler, Brent Rooker signed in the offseason. Luis Severino obviously has another two more years. Same as the, obviously, Sacramento Athletics have two more years of playing there before Vegas in 28 eventually happens. But, I mean, you're looking at that team, and they got some building block pieces at least. Like, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, we're going to start to talk about the trade deadline a little bit here now that we're into the second week of June. But either way, no, I'm looking at that team, right? And they got some good young pieces. Oh, and Mason Miller out of the bullpen too. Obviously, he's only in his second year. But, like, I mean, that's going to be a team in probably 2-3 years. Same as what the Athletics always seem to do. They always seem to be in that 5-6-7 year window type of deal where all of a sudden they get hot for 3 years. But this time, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see because now that they're going to be moving to Vegas, they're out of Oakland. Unfortunately for the Oakland Athletics fans, you never got to see them re-sign any of their star players. Now it's interesting to see because obviously, like I said, Brent Rooker, Lawrence Butler, they already re-upped them. Severino, they signed him to the biggest in franchise history. You got guys that are going to be there for 4 or 5 more years that look like building block pieces for the Athletics. But speaking of building block pieces, obviously, everybody kind of knows now Roman Anthony, number one prospect in baseball, gets called up over the weekend, makes his MLB debut on Monday. Obviously, he was the number one in all of baseball. That's a given. Number one in Boston, obviously a given once again. But, I mean, he's the third of the three to get called up. What do you think the future holds for Boston with those three all up now? Obviously, the three being Christian Campbell, Marcelo Mayer, and Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, from what I heard in the past week, they're talking Jaron Duran to the Padres came over the airwaves, right? And so, you hear stuff like that. I mean, that's disappointing if you're Jaron Duran, but to me, you're not talking about those types of trades if you're not really confident in that kid and going ahead and keeping those three kids up there to really give them rope to see what they're capable of doing for the rest of the season. They're not having a great season, obviously a season that they expected, but very interesting when I heard about Jaron Duran to the Padres.
Well, yeah, you got Story signed long-term, obviously. He's got another 3 more years on his contract. Obviously, Bregman, same timeline. He's got another 3 more years on his contract if he doesn't opt out at any point in time during that.
Exactly.
You got your Roman Anthony. You got your Christian Campbell. You got your Tristan Casas. I mean, obviously, Casas has been up for a couple of years and injured right now, but, I mean, still, you got Rafi Devers signed for life, basically. Like, they got a lot of guys that internally are already signed or are young kids coming up. And I get that Duran has another 2 more years, I think, before becoming a free agent. I get that he's got some time, but at the same time, unfortunately, this year he's taken a step back from last year. I think everybody knows that. Obviously, last year he put up not MVP caliber season, but still he put up a very, very solid season to the point where you're like, hey, this kid has the potential to be a perennial all-star just based on last year, right? You expect him to take that step further this year, taking a little bit of a slide back. But I'm still looking at it, right? They got about 6 or 7 guys that are currently like either locked up to big money or are seen as key pieces to the Boston Red Sox. Like you said, obviously year hasn't gone the way that it's gone for what they hoped and everything like that. But you got to give the kids a chance to play.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You look at the Baltimore Orioles and stuff like that. Obviously, there's a little bit more maturity around the kids in Boston than there is in Baltimore, but exactly right. Those kids have the same expectations as those Adley Rushmans and you're seeing Holiday evolve this year, starting to get it, starting to really be what we expected. And so that's a great thing. I mean, if you're an Orioles fan, you got to be excited about that. As a baseball fan, I'm excited about it for sure. But exactly right. I'm interested to see what Boston does before the trade deadline. They are a team that I'm interested because I look at them to trade. I don't know who it is. It could be a Jarren Duran. It could be, I don't know who it is, but I look at them maybe making a move for some pieces that they've identified, whether that's in the pitching rotation. I'm not just sure where it is yet. Really not too much on the defensive side or what should be the long-term offensive side. More on that pitching. You're seeing that pitching just struggling, right? Garrett Crochet, he's been fine. But the rest of them, they just really haven't found themselves at all. The Walker Buehler one, you know, I even heard rumblings about maybe going back out. It would be a perfect fit to go back out to the Dodgers. You know, and that makes sense. I don't know what you get in return from them for the Dodgers, but obviously you go pitcher for pitcher. Going to be a minor leaguer, obviously, and stuff like that. It's only a one-year contract, but If your scouting is doing their job, you hopefully get the right prospect back for a Walker Buehler.
Well, you mentioned San Diego, right? If I'm San Diego, I'm trying to do a package deal. Obviously, if I got to give up one of my better prospects type of deal, like my top prospect, like an Ethan Salas type of deal. If I'm giving up an Ethan Salas, for example, if you're San Diego, I want Duran, I want Chapman, and I want Buehler. Might be a little crazy to ask, but I mean, Boston, I don't think necessarily needs a catcher, but Salas is going to be probably another year or two away from being a big leaguer. And obviously, he's one of the better catchers out there. If I'm Boston, I already got my core infield pieces, a couple of my outfield pieces locked up. If I'm giving Duran plus a couple of pitchers, give me Ethan Salas. Make that deal happen if I'm Boston.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll get done or whatever, but we'll be right back here after the break. Dirtbags to cover the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the standing segment. Nolan, NL, AL, where are you going to roll?
Yeah, we'll start out, like you said at the top of the show, we'll start out with the hottest division in baseball this week, obviously the AL East. Every team playing 500 or better baseball over their last 10. You get the New York Yankees 39-25, Tampa Bay Rays 36-30, Toronto Blue Jays 36-30, Boston 32-36, Baltimore Orioles 26-38. Like I said, Yankees 5-5, Boston's 5-5 in their last 10, but Tampa Bay 7-3, Toronto 8-2, Baltimore 7-3. Extend that back to the last 30 games. Toronto and the Yankees had the same record, 20-10, I think. Like, Toronto's been one of those teams, man. I mean, obviously, they go into St. Louis, win the first one in a game that I don't think they should have blown. Obviously, Ivan Herrera hits the three-run home run there in the eighth inning to put the Cardinals on top. Ryan Helsley does what Ryan Helsley does best to every Cardinals fan, gives him a heart attack and blows a lead. But, I mean, no, like, the Jays have been one of those teams just absolutely mashing balls. Addison Barger, I got to tip my cap to you, dude. You've been fantastic. The Rays, though, they just continue to do what they've done ever since basically the mid-2000s. Like, over the past 20 years, they just find ways to win. Young team, good team, scrappy team, whatever you want to say, but they're just hot.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Like you said, the Jays, they made that move back, what, in April, I think it was, with Don Mattingly, finally moved him in, cleaned up his bench role, uncertainty role of a coach, and put him in as a hitting coach to work with that Apatka, and you're finally starting to see it evolve. They're being more consistent. Alejandro Kirk has turned the corner and done it. I mean, Tyler Heineman, as a fill-in catcher, I think he has over 1,000 OPS.
I was going to say, he's been the best backup catcher in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're starting to see that movement, right? Hopefully it's sustainable. The pitchings look pretty good or whatever. They're obviously, Bowden Francis has been, you know, there's talk about him going back to AAA just to kind of right the ship, if you will, and stuff like that. So, you know, I look for them to trade for a starter. I know they're talking Scherzer in August and Manoa, but you just don't know, right? Don't wait for it to hope for it. If there's a pitcher out there, go ahead and get them and stuff like that to solidify that rotation and anchor it down. But, hey, Baltimore Orioles, you got to be happy. Like I talked about earlier, right? Jackson Holliday is settling in and doing a lot better. They just got Jordan Westbrook off and Cedric Mullins off the IL. So that's hopefully long-term, not short-term stuff. That's exciting for them. You know, again, your pitching is your pitching. That's kind of the nemesis for them. But you hit the nail on the head with Tampa Bay there. They're quietly doing what Tampa Bay does, and away we go. The Yankees only at 5-5 over the last 10, you know. Interesting series. Just interesting. Stanton. But it's good. Yeah, sorry.
Stanton going to AA for a rehab start, too. There you go. He's coming back soon. Hopefully. Fingers crossed for Yankees fans. Jumping over to the AL Central, though. So you got Detroit Tigers, 43-24. Minnesota Twins, 35-30. Cleveland Guardians, 34-31. Kansas City Royals, 34-32. And the Chicago White Sox, 22-44. Basically, every team playing 500 ball over their last 10, pretty much. Detroit, 6-4. Minnesota, Kansas City, 5-5. Cleveland and Chicago, 4-6.
Yeah, definitely. That division has settled down over the last 10 days and stuff like that. Minnesota cooled off, but they with that last little streak that they were on and stuff like that, still in good position. 500 at this point in time. Cleveland, I'm not just sure about them right now. I'm a little bit uncertain. Royals haven't taken their stride yet. You know, Jack Caglione did finally get rolling and get going. And that's to be expected with a guy coming up and stuff like that. It'll be interesting to see next week over the next 10 where they're at. But Chicago White Sox, I give them a lot of credit. They're at 22 wins. They're moving in the right direction. Yeah, obviously, they're not going to get there at the end of this year, but at least they're putting wins on the board this year. And maybe they can pull out a Luis Robert trade. You know, I don't know what that looks like, but
I think the best thing for Chicago White Sox fans this past week was the fact that Reinsdorf announced the succession plan. That one has to give Chicago White Sox fans some hope. Because obviously, Reinsdorf, since, well, the past 20 years since their last World Series, I'd say really outside of about 2018 through COVID year, obviously 2020, when they had La Russa behind the helm, they have not produced too many good teams. So for them to have new ownership being announced, I think that that's a great thing for Chicago White Sox fans. But jumping over to
AL.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kirk.
No, go ahead. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it gives an injection of hopefully optimism, right?
Yeah. I think you got to be optimistic at that point in time. But jumping over to the AL West, you get Houston Astros 36-29, Seattle Mariners 33-32, Los Angeles Angels 31-34, Texas Rangers 31-35, and the Sacramento Athletics 26-42. Obviously, we already talked enough about the Athletics, but yeah, Texas Angels and Mariners basically all sucking right now. Obviously, the Angels 6-4 in their last 10, tied for Houston with the best record in the division over their last 10. But I mean, still, like, I'm looking at all three of those teams. They got to make a move one way or the other because they're in purgatory right now for the trade deadline if this continues up.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's exciting to see the Angels getting back to close to 500 and a winning record over the last 10 and stuff like that. And they're playing pretty good baseball overall. They really are, considering. But you're obviously hearing Tyler Anderson probably being a pitching trade deadline option for them. But again, month and a half, you see what happens. You got to read what Houston Astros are doing. Are they going to continue to do that juggernaut of the AL West? What are the Mariners going to do? I can't see the Mariners sitting on their hands this year. I think the pressure's on them. We got to get her done.
And yeah, I mean, the reinforcements are coming if you're the Mariners. That's a good thing. It sounds like Logan Gilbert getting closer to making his MLB return after basically being on the IL for the past month and a half, 2 months nearly. But yeah, like you said, the Mariners, they got to do something because you can't have that many horses and not make the playoffs. But jumping over to the National League East, you get the New York Mets 42-24, Philadelphia Phillies 38-28, Washington Nationals 30-35, Atlanta Braves 28-37, Miami Marlins 24-40. Miami and Atlanta and Philadelphia all 2-8 over their last 10. Washington Nationals 5-5 in their last 10, and the New York Mets 8-2. Mets, obviously, they've gone on a nice little run, obviously leapfrogging the Phillies again. But the Atlanta Braves, I mean, that's going to be a fire sale of a team, in my opinion. Like, they just can't get on the right foot. Miami Marlins obviously got some good news this week. Yuri Perez makes his MLB return after basically 2 years off the field following Tommy John surgery a couple years ago. He ends up punching out 5 in his return.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, your Philadelphia Phillies are 2-8. Like, I mean, it's not just the Phillies. It seems like when these better teams lose, they just kind of fall right off the tracks and lose game after game after game, which doesn't make sense or whatever and stuff like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, we know they need relief. I mean, losing Harper or whatever, that sucks. There's no question about it, but they got to get some relief in Philadelphia. Dombrowski's got to get that figured out if they want to stay in there with the Mets.
Jumping over to the National League Central, you get the Chicago Cubs 40-26, St. Louis Cardinals 36-30, Milwaukee Brewers 35-32, Cincinnati Reds 34-33, and the Pittsburgh Pirates 27-40. You get St. Louis 4-6 in their last 10, Chicago Cubs 5-5 in their last 10, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh all 6-4 in their last 10. Finally, get a win for Paul Skenes, the Pittsburgh Pirates did this past week. O'Neill Cruz, I guess we talked about that 2 weeks ago. The 123-mile-an-hour hit off Milwaukee there. But, I mean, I still was watching that video this week just to show it to my brother. Cincinnati obviously playing naturally half-decent right now, but Christian Encarnacion Strand, his name has been coming up a lot in trade rumors.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Cubby's still in control of that division. There's no question about it. Milwaukee, obviously, above 500 and that looking all right, but they got to get some pieces if they want to move forward, I believe. Cincinnati Reds, I really don't know what to think. I mean, obviously, it sucks because now Hunter Green is on the IL for could be extended, a lot more severe strain for him. So that's a detriment for them. That'll be tough to overcome. There's no question about it.
And last but not least, the National League West. You get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 40-27. San Francisco Giants, 38-28. San Diego Padres, 37-28. Arizona Diamondbacks, 32-34. And the Colorado Rockies, 12-53. Not much to say about the Rockies. Arizona, like we already talked about, sounds like a lot of their guys are going to be in trade rumors coming up soon unless the offense gets rolling. San Diego continues to do what they're doing, but San Francisco Giants, man, that's a team that I did not expect to be this good right now. Like, they just keep rolling. Obviously lose Chapman, though, this week, so that's going to be a tough one for them to swallow.
It's a big hole, man, offensively and defensively right there. That one will stink. I don't care what anybody says about that. That's terrible timing for them, especially with the way they've got off to the start and everything like that. Dodgers are they're not in control. That's a big series. Again, they got the win. I like it because that's just a war. It's become a war between them and the Padres. So it's a great series. If you're Padres or Dodgers fans, you got to be excited about it, loving it, living it, breathing it, dying it. You hit the nail on the head with the Diamondbacks. Going to go one way or the other here pretty quick, I would think, for them and stuff like that. If they can't get it, I would believe by July 1st, they'll start to look at doing some moves because there's a lot of overhead there, and they're obviously not getting Corbin Burns back. It doesn't sound like anytime soon. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
There's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for the curtain call questions. You know where you can send them in to Nolan and myself at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. We'll either try to do our very best to get them on a show, or if it's a personal question, you know you got our guarantee that we'll help take you through the process, help navigate you on that journey, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, and we'll do our very best to help settle it down, the confusion, if it happens to be that. So other than that, Nolan, let's get going. We don't talk about very often, but we got Rays fans in there, you know, reminding us that probably Tampa Bay, because they've done it almost, it seems like annually, to be honest with you, they're right in the hunt of things, or they're always in the hunt of things, and they're willing to trade. And obviously we know it because of the financial situation of who they are. But Brandon Lowe coming up to the end of the contract, everything else, you're right in that wild card hunt right now. And yet you're talking about Brandon Lowe and Zach Little's in there as well as possible trade candidates and stuff like that. I know what we've come to expect from them, but for you personally, they want to know, do you think it will happen with Brandon Lowe?
That's a tough one. I honestly don't know. Obviously, we're still a month and a half away from the deadline happening. So, I mean, anything can happen in that time. But like you said, like Tampa Bay is just one of those teams that is willing to wheel and deal despite being in a good spot. Now, I don't know what they're going to end up doing, because Christopher Morel, it's not like he's playing good baseball. Like, at all down there. Obviously, Wander Franco is no longer a member of the team. So, it's not like they have, like, great middle infield depth to begin with. And with the way that Brandon Lowe is, like, that's a guy that I don't want to trade. Just because, A, he's a clubhouse figure. He's got to be. Like, he's, if not, he has to be the longest active tenured Tampa Bay Ray. And I don't know, like that one to me, just I can't see him getting traded. Little, now Little's having a fantastic year. He's a guy that I'd be very interested to see them trade. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Rays do a fantastic job with their pitching staff year after year. So for them to trade a pitcher, I get that. For Brandon Lowe, I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to trade him right now. It depends on how in a month and a half the team is looking.
Yeah, I agree with you and stuff like that. But I mean, Little's going to cost you money. I mean, man, after he's 6-2, 2.83 ERA over his past 10 starts.
Oh, I know.
Lowe has overcome a 550 OPS in his first 36 games to now posting a 1.011 mark with 8 homers and 17 RBIs over his past 25 contests. Mm-hmm. And even though it's the Rays, he's $10.5 million this year with an option of 11.5. If I'm the Rays, you've got to be able to work that in. If I'm in contention, like you said, I mean, the longest tenured and just, you know, you can count on him at the end of the day.
No, I know.
11.5. I got to find a reason to keep them, man. There's no question about it. But again, we've seen crazy stuff with them, so it's unbelievable. Here's one coming in from Washington on the Nats. Same thing. Like, what do you think that trade is? You talked about it last week of maybe a Kyle Finnegan or whatever in that, but can you see them willing to, even though they may not be in the final hunt this season, everybody can see they're moving in the right direction, and we've talked about it in the past. So do you see them willing to trade anybody else outside of Finnegan? Maybe Josh Bell, if something comes up?
Yeah, I was going to say Josh Bell's an interesting one. Obviously, his name's been thrown around the trade deadline for, I don't know, the past 4 years, I think, 5 years since he was on Pittsburgh, then traded to Washington, goes out to San Diego, comes back to Washington after stints with, I believe it was the Marlins and Diamondbacks last year. Like, but he's just a guy that perennially gets traded. Now, I don't know what you're going to get back for Josh Bell. Finnegan, I think you'll get a nice little prospect or two, depending on what tier they're in. But, I mean, like, Finnegan's the one that makes the most sense to me. Obviously, 1 year, $6 million deal this year. So, basically, by the time the trade deadline rolls around, you're only on the hook for about $2 million left on that deal. He's a guy that I'd be realistically looking at. They got a couple other bullpen pieces, but no one that's really, like, in the same level as Finnegan this year. They don't have too much in terms of starting pitching. And I mean, realistically, depending on what you're going to bring back in return, like, Luis Garcia could be a guy that you'd be looking at trading, second baseman there. I can't really see too much else besides those guys. Cause like you said, like Abrams, obviously he's going to be eventually re-signed at some point. You got Dylan Cruz up, obviously he's playing right field, James Wood in left field. Like, Wood's going to be the building block future piece there for sure. I mean, especially this year, he's all-star worthy. And then, yeah, you got Kybert Ruiz, you got your Mackenzie Gores. Like, you got a good young team. That's it. You got to trust the process, deal away who you need to deal away. Build your team up properly. Get those good prospects. Rizzo's a smart GM. He's been the longest active general manager in baseball after this year, like once John Mozeliak retires. But, I mean, he's been doing it forever. They got the number one overall pick, too, this year, right?
So I was just going to say.
That's got to be the biggest thing. Is depending on who you draft is kind of who I'm looking at trading pieces for, because they got good young team. But they need to wait until after that first overall draft pick has happened.
I was going to say the same thing, and that's their trade deadline pick for this year or whatever, and that is that number one overall. You get it right, and he's done it twice. So you get it right, good things can happen. There's no question. So let's jump over to the Arizona Diamondbacks. You talked about them at the first, and there was a question that came in. Same thing, right? Obviously, a month and a half, but the reality is kind of staring you in the face right now. I mean, Corbin Burns goes out for the season, torn a UCL. So they're looking at maybe a Merrill Kelly on the back end of his contract, and obviously Eugenio Suarez. You know, when I look at Suarez, I go, oh my God, okay, there's your San Francisco Giants. You just lose Chapman. Don't waste time to go out and get him. But that's not going to happen. I cannot see that happening in her division.
No, neither can I. I think that one's a little bit too tough just for me to see. And I get that Suarez obviously brings thump. My ability defensively, he's not going to make up for Matt Chapman at third base. So I can't really see a trade like that happening. Merrill Kelly, obviously Zach Gallen, he's another one that you got to kind of keep your eyes on for who's going to be available. Jordan Montgomery, obviously they're not going to trade him because he's been out for the season with Tommy John as well. And he's on the last year of his contract. Rodriguez, obviously same thing. He's been way too injured for anybody to even take a flyer on. And Brandon Pfaadt, unfortunately, is just disappointed this year, letting up way too much hard contact. So that's it. Like, they came into the season in a great spot, and then basically the wheels just fell off there. So I'd look at a guy like an Alec Thomas being traded, honestly. Obviously, he's kind of a platoon starting center fielder for him. In my opinion, I think he's a fantastic fourth outfielder on a lot of those playoff teams. You can go out there, get a couple of their bullpen pieces as well. I think Arizona has the right pieces if you want to trade him. And I mean, obviously, depending on kind of what you want to do with Jordan Lawler, like, he's been up in the majors, but hasn't been playing consistently to the point where, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. Geraldo Perdomo, obviously, just re-upped him a couple years ago. I mean, he's got the contract, right? So I don't know if they're going to be willing to deal him or what they end up doing. But if I'm a team, I'm at least inquiring about Geraldo Perdomo, because he's been a fantastic shortstop for him, batting everywhere in the lineup, doing his job properly. That would be a name that I'd be looking to try and get if I can get some guys with a bit of length in their contract.
Gotta like this one coming in, Nolan, from Brewers fans. They want to know. They're excited. We're talking about prospects coming up. Jacob Mizrowski, 6'7", on 103, opens up tomorrow with the debut against your Cardinals.
Yeah.
What do you think of this kid?
He's a number 68 on MLB.com. And it's funny because obviously he's posted fantastic numbers down in the minors, but like watching him in the Arizona Fall League last year, like you're 6'7" dude, and he was dropping down and throwing kind of flat for that velocity. Now obviously that velocity is going to play no matter what. But the Cardinals this year, they're a team that's not really pounding the ball to the point where, okay, you got to worry about the long ball. You got to try and avoid the bats, because the bats have, don't get me wrong, obviously they've still struck out quite a bit, but at the same time, they made a lot of hard contact and a lot better at bats. So I can't sit here and say that he's going to dice this up in game one of his MLB career. But I mean, you still look at the kid, projectable frame. They got a need for starting pitching in Milwaukee. They've tried out a few different young kids. And for the most part, they've all worked out pretty well. So I got to sit there and think that this guy is also going to work out well. I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not even going to try. But I mean, when you're touching that type of velo, it's going to be interesting to see what they do for the next couple of years. But he's got to put on some size, I think, to avoid the Tommy John bug.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you're throwing that type of velo, we know what happens. We all do dirtbags. There's no question about it. So, but you got to be excited, Brewers fans. Sit back, watch him, see what you think. I mean, he looks pretty clean to me, honestly, when I look at him on video and then see him in that. But again, I mean, hey, like you said, it's a different beast when you're in the big leagues or whatever. That pitching in AAA, you're under stress. But when you get into the big leagues, now you're under stress, batter after batter after batter. There's no question about it. So, but be excited about it. Enjoy the show tomorrow. Nolan, we talked about the Philadelphia Phillies on the relief corps need. Obviously, that is a big need for them. But Aaron Nola, stress reaction in the rib, shut down for a couple of weeks. Philly's got to go out and get a starter with that reliever, or how do they get through this? Because Lazardo's gotten beaten up the last couple of outings.
Yeah. I mean, you still have a fantastic 1-2 in Christopher Sanchez and Zach Wheeler, obviously speaking. Aaron Nola this year has not been anywhere close to career norms, and that's a tough one to hear after signing that 7-year $175 million deal.
For sure.
I'm still looking at it. Yeah, they need to go out there and get a couple of pieces, albeit I still think it's got to be a number five starter. I don't think you need to push the buttons and try and get like an ace type pitcher. Maybe they go back to Miami, try and get another Miami pitcher like they did with Luzardo, obviously, in the offseason. But yeah, like I'm looking at Philly. I think they need a number five just to kind of get through until Aaron Nola comes back. And then that way you can obviously just kind of close it over. But I mean, still, you got Andrew Painter down in the system, so I don't think it's completely necessary, but they definitely need bullpen help. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the final thought. Nolan, shoot it.
So my final thought this week, if that was the end of the career to one of the greatest closers that I've had the privilege of watching, it's been a heck of a career for you, Mr. Craig Kimbrell. Obviously ends up making his return after 10 years back to the Atlanta Braves, or 11 seasons, sorry, back to the Atlanta Braves. I mean, kind of ends unceremoniously to an extent, comes in the seventh inning, lets up a hit, gets a walk, picks the guy off, caught stealing at second base, and then a punch out just to end his Atlanta Braves career. They cut him after, or DFA'd him, sorry, after one day. And Craig Kimbrell obviously declined the DFA, signed a one-year minor league deal with the Texas Rangers today, or on Monday, or sorry, on Tuesday. One of those ones that, yeah, if this is the end of the show for Mr. Craig Kimbrell, obviously Baltimore fans didn't get to see the best side of him, but you had one heck of a career, man. 440 career saves. Obviously one of the most dominant pitchers of basically the 2010s. And when he came in the ninth inning, you knew it was game-o.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. The old chicken wing stance, right? The old elbow up in the background, and that was his signature, right? You, like you said, you knew it when he was on his game. You knew it. Lights out, shutter down. Ball game's over. Simple as that. So enjoy your time in Texas. God bless you for continuing on in your journey, your passion for baseball, just like the rest of us all have it here in Dirtbag Nation. And we wish him nothing but the best with the Texas, whether he gets a call up or that ends up being the final, we don't know. But you're right, it was unceremoniously done with Atlanta, and maybe he wanted it that way too. You never know. You just never know. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Be a part of the nation, doing what you do, sharing the message. Continue to please share it around, because we live for it. We breathe this game. We literally die this game. And we'll do it as long as we possibly can. And we'll do this show as long as we possibly can for you, because we love doing it week after week for you. So unfortunately, though, it is that time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.